Hello, and welcome to the podcast version of Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. Success in the Evening is recorded live every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on NLGRadio.com. That's NLGRadio.com. Hey guys, thanks for joining us today. I promise you, you're going to enjoy it. Our guest today is an award-winning global speaker, best-selling author, and college admissions expert. With over 15 years of experience, they are sought after as an expert thought leader in the field of education, college admission. Her audience includes everyone from middle school to college. You don't want to miss today's show and my special guest, Miss Regina Robinson.
Thank you for joining us, and welcome to Success in the Evening with Coach Rick Terry. He'll be sharing great music and good discussions about topics that will take you to the next level. To join the discussion, call NLGRadio.com on 202-299-6673. In the meantime, sit back and listen to our vibe as you cruise to your next destination.
Yes, 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 we're back. It's Monday, and you know what we say, we're making Monday your new favorite day. You're listening to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. I'm here with the flight crew. Man, it is an exciting time up in here, up in here. We are about to get ready to taxi this big old bird down the runway. We want you to buckle up, get ready for a flight like you've never had before. We got a world-renowned speaker in the house. And guys, I'm telling you, you need to get your notepad, your pen. Get ready to do the doggone thing. She here, y'all. World traveler, author of two books, motivational speaker, inspirational speaker, coach. If you don't get something today, we need to check your pulse. And so we're going to be introducing this young and out front leader. As a matter of fact, we're hoping that she will agree before we even get started. She'll agree to come back and be one of our Facebook Live subject matter experts, because we really want to pick this beautiful brain. And she's sitting up in here all in her pink. Boy, is getting ready to get popping up in here. So don't you guys go anywhere.
Thank you for joining us, and welcome to Success in the Evening with Coach Rick Terry. He'll be sharing great music and good discussions about topics that will take you to the next level. To join the discussion, call NLGRadio.com on 202-299-6673.
Guys, we want to welcome you back, man. Regina, you're dropping it.
We back.
You're dropping them pearls, girl. You're dropping them beautiful pearls. Like, you're like, come on, girl.
When we just getting started.
Say it again.
We just getting started.
Watch this. I'm gonna throw a success in the evening in there. When I point to you,
we just getting started.
You're listening to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry.
And we just getting started.
You're listening to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry.
And we just getting started.
Darren, I need you to get out of this recording.
The things that the brackets had done that I think that we all need to model is that they got three boys.
And three boys.
Wait, hold on. Okay. They got three boys. And Burl, tell us the school that the three boys went to.
Well, the oldest one, TJ, he went to Georgia Tech. He graduated with a degree in mechanical engineering. He's working with Boeing designing airplanes. The middle son graduated from Carnegie Mellon.
From where?
Wait, say it again.
Carnegie Mellon.
Yes. Ooh. Go ahead.
With a degree in creative writing. He's a writer like his mom.
Come on. And we're going to talk about that writing.
And baby boy Aaron graduated from Stanford. He is a computer science engineer. But we found scholarships. We were diligent. We placed them where they needed to be.
Come on.
And so what Regina was talking about, ninth grade, we didn't start in ninth grade. We started like in elementary school.
Absolutely. For scholarships, absolutely.
Yeah, so you start in elementary school, and then you kind of like prime them to let them know that, you know, see, we understand that, see, but if you want to get here, then you need to do better.
And it's important, and I want you to keep going, but I if you're taking notes, it's important that you plant the seed of greatness.
Yes, exactly.
If you plant the seed of mediocre, if you plant the seed of it's enough to get by,
exactly.
If you plant the seed of that's good enough, that's all you're going to get from that seed is that's good enough. Mm-hmm. But a tall acorn starts very young.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets planted deep. And so you got to keep letting them know college isn't an option. But you put three kids through college perfectly placed because you were, and it's what Regina said, there's no substitute. We can't give this to school counselors. We can't give this to guidance counselors. You've got to be involved.
You have to be involved, but back then, or even now, you're not really, parents aren't involved at all. Not at all. But we were the parents, like, okay, I was the one to tear up a paper and say, okay, that's a do-over. That's a deal.
You tore up the paper?
Oh, yeah. The kids had to do it over. That wasn't good enough. And your teacher I can't read that. She's not going to be able to read that. So, come on, let's get it done.
See, that's the problem when you work in education, because you work in education, bro. See, that's the problem. And see, you teachers. See, because Regina, you was a teacher too, right?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
What grade level?
High school.
High
school, 9 through 12.
Okay.
Oh, you had them. Oh, you had
y'all
them warriors.
Y'all giving me PTSD because that torn paper thing really hurt.
You had to do it over.
Okay,
why we had to tear it up? How come I couldn't? I got an eraser here on the end of my pencil.
No, it just hurts me so deeply because it's hard.
Stop. Y'all stop a minute. Let's clear the air. Regina, how can families reduce their stress level in prepping for their kids to go to college? Is there a way to reduce that stress level?
So it's not necessarily a reducer, it's how you prepare. And what I know most parents are trying to do is prepare based off of 20-year old school rules, where we were going to college and we did everything on paper.
Okay, explain.
And there were only one, so you were able to apply to college by filling out a paper application. So everything had to be mailed into the school. You only had the SAT option, right? Because the ACT was a West Coast thing, mm-hmm, and most of us was on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And so you did your essay if they required an essay, and you maybe visited your college, right? Before you made a decision. Whereas now those things don't work anymore.
What do you mean?
And so you have an example somewhere like Harvard where 37,000 students are applying for only 7,000 seats.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So how do you stand out in a crowd? That's like showing up New Year's Eve at Times Square and you trying to make sure everybody can see you. Mm-hmm. You better be able to do something that's going to position you for everyone to see you.
That means you got to volunteer.
So you got to volunteer. Well, you got to stand out.
Hold on. Let's talk English, because there are some parents who really want to know, but they don't know what to want to know.
So okay. Volunteer just simply means that you can go to, on Thanksgiving time, there's so many organizations that are feeding the homeless. Every church, if you attend church, mm-hmm, has food banks and different things
now,
that they
do. Now, who should
be
doing
weekend.
This?
The student.
And
remember,
why?
Everything related to college is the student. Mm-hmm. So if you're more invested as a parent than your student is as a child, they won't survive.
So you're saying between junior and senior year, there should be a lot of work on your resume that you've volunteered, that you've done some. Maybe I know my kids were interning at organizations, especially mm-hmm, historically Black organizations was what
absolutely
my kids did, like the organization ASALA. Mm-hmm. But they every year was there doing work. The banquet's coming up. I think JT, you'll be at the banquet this year, the ASALA banquet. Mm-hmm. That stuff is actually important, is what you're saying?
So that stuff is important, but here's where it's a misconception in our community. So I'll go to a lot of the high schools and I'll go and I'll speak and I'll do different things at the schools. And what I realize is it's junior year or senior year when I meet these families.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, in Prince George's County Public Schools, either DC, I'm in the surrounding areas, you don't have but a small amount of community service hours to complete. And PG is 25. That's mm-hmm not even a lot. And so you have seniors at schools that haven't even completed 25 hours.
Mm.
And so what they don't understand is that at the end of your junior year is where everything silences. Everything goes quiet.
Okay.
Because that's when actually you are in the hut of the college process.
Mm. Kids, I hope y'all are listening mm-hmm to this.
Most kids think that is when they walk in school senior year. Mm-hmm. Well, if you've waited to walk in school senior year, you're already late. You're already behind. Mm-hmm. Applications open for seniors on August 1st. Mm-hmm. But most students haven't written an essay. They haven't finished their community service hours. And most importantly, some of them are hoping that they can do better in senior year just to bring their GPA up. Not realizing that your GPA that you got at the end of junior year that's compiled between 9th, 10th, and 11th is what colleges will see on your transcript.
So let's break this down in plain English. Y'all need to stop BSing around. Yes. First of all, I'm going to go straight to the home. We expect teachers to do a lot for us.
Yes,
we really do. And yet we know they are not paid accordingly to what we are asking them to do, times the number of kids, which could be oftentimes up past 27 to 30 kids in a classroom. This is our job to ensure that our kids at junior year, prior to junior year, are doing all of the necessary things so we're not in panic mode come senior year.
Absolutely.
And I will tell you, I've seen the heartbreak because I've been in the school system for the last, 25 years, my wife and I have been in the school system, give or take. And one of the things that we know is every year we see these heartbreak stories of a kid who was one class, 3 points away from being able to successfully graduate. Absolutely. And all year long, they thinking they've done, here it is again, enough. And we've got to get our kids past doing just enough. Absolutely. And that's in the home. Y'all say what you like, but that's not an administrative problem. That's not a principal problem. That's not a teacher problem. That's you and your kids' problem.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that. Absolutely. Because that makes sense. Because we see that all the time, even at the elementary level. They do just enough to get by or maybe get by. Mm-hmm. And then the parents aren't involved. And so when it comes, when the grades come out, they're upset that little Johnny got a D.
And they teach little Johnny. And this is what bothers me most, because that action teaches little Johnny to go for a substandard of living in his or her professional lives now. Mm-hmm. And so little Johnny ends up coming to your organization, or little Mary Jane ends up coming to your organization deficient of what it takes to succeed, because they didn't listen to a Regina when she was trying to tell them that success is not at the end, it's at the beginning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that what, in a nutshell, we need to be more proactive in the beginning?
Absolutely. So in the beginning begins in 9th grade, and every level requires a new level of that student, that input, and that action that they will take.
By the way, if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can give us a call, 202-299-6673. You're listening to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. We're on NLGradio.com every Monday. Every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. And you know what we say? We're making Monday your new favorite day. So let's talk about Winning the Game of College Admissions, the book that Miss Regina Robinson, if it was a number one bestseller on Amazon, you are taking this book into not only schools but corporate America, because we're all the parents.
That's right.
How did you get your book in corporate America and make parents pay attention to it? What did you do, Regina?
I think for the most part it got into different office spaces because parents were taking it to the office space when they would get it. Mm-hmm. And so those were some of the ways it was able to touch into different corporations and things in different office spaces, is because parents were going to work and saying, well, we found this lady and her organization, and this is the book we got, and my child has been glued to it, highlighting, carrying it with them, and making sure they follow all the steps. Because I didn't want it to be a book that was difficult and overwhelming for a student. I wanted it to be a book where the student can literally go step by step and navigate those 5 categories. And when they were done, make sure that they know that they can apply and be successful at the college admissions process.
Let's talk about those 5 categories if we can.
Okay. So the first category is college research. Oftentimes you have students who get to their junior year or senior year, and you might ask them what schools are they interested in. They might spit out a school, and then you'll say, well, what is it about that school that you love about that school? And they kind of have no idea. The reason is because they heard that school in the previous year from students who were walking through the hall, or the pennants that were hanging up on the wall to say this many students are navigating to that school. And what school might be great for others might not be great for them. You know, I tell my daughter all the time, I would love for her, she's a senior this year, to go to my alma mater, Georgetown or Bowie. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Maybe neither one of those are a good fit for her. Mm-hmm. And so we have to realize that every student has expectations and needs, and we need to allow them to focus on those education needs in those environments and what they're looking for. And so that's where the college research comes in. Most students and families don't know that there's over 4,000 colleges in the United States.
We've got to make sure, you know, even if you got to take a mega bus down and stay at a $32 hotel, give the kids the experience of walking on the campus, of seeing the activity on the campus. What happens when a kid sees what the next level of their success looks like?
And real quick, Coach, I just wanted to not leave it out. Make sure you all, you know, it doesn't just, because you had brought me, but you also brought two other people with you.
Yeah, we brought your cousin. And, you know, every year I get my team together consisting of my grandson, my sister's grandson, around the same age. I think he just turned 13. Mm-hmm. My grandson is 10. And then JT, the super producer. And every year we all get together and we do family trips that have historic meanings to them. We go to historic places.
Never too young to go to a college.
Never too young. And so as he was experiencing college, they was experiencing him experiencing college. So we're putting that seed in there. How important is it for a kid to set foot on a college, to go doing one of these college, go do one of these college experiences? How important is that?
For me, it's extremely important. I remember when I was in high school and I, like I said, I wanted to go to college, but wasn't sure how I was going to turn that into a reality. And one of my girlfriends bought a college tour flyer to school. And she said, we should all go on this college tour. And so all of us was like, yes, we should all go. So we all decided to sign up and go on this college tour. And for the majority of us, we were all first generation students. And that was our first glimmer of hope, of how we were going to turn this dream of wanting to attend college into a reality. And so literally, Suited for Success is not just a name and a logo, it's a testament of my life.
Tell us what that means.
Truly, the first birthing of Suited for Success was the first year college tour, where we took 48 students to visit college campuses in the South. We went to Clark Atlanta, Spelman, Morehouse, A&T, Bennett, Central, Hampton, Hampton, Norfolk State.
Look at you just coming
Virginia
up the East
State.
Coast. I see what you're doing.
We took them on that tour, and for 12 years later, I'm still taking children on that same exact tour.
Wow. If people wanted to get their kids on the next tour, is there room?
So we only have one spot left for a girl on the tour because it fills up every year. And we're not leaving until April, but we go every year on spring break on Prince George's County Public Schools calendar.
Can I do one
every
thing?
Year?
Can I just had this crazy idea. If someone wanted to be a part of it, could they use my name and maybe you'll get them a spot? Is that possible? Because what I'm about to do.
So we don't have a spot, y'all. I promise we got one girl spot left. So if they got a girl, they reach out. Absolutely.
This. I want you to reach out to me. I'm gonna take the very first email. If you get what's the word I'm looking for?
So it's April 5th through the 8th.
Okay.
And we go to all of those schools, and it includes their bus, their meals, breakfast, and lunch. They just have to pay for their dinner.
Okay.
And they visit all those schools that we just mentioned.
So okay. Clark, and what's the Atlanta age? What's the age?
So you could be in 8th grade through 12th grade.
8th through 12th.
8th through 12th.
And we're only looking for a female. And
only a female.
Okay. And what is the cost to the family?
It's $525.
$525. And they get, how long are they going for?
4 days, 3 nights. We leave Sunday, April 5th, and we return on Wednesday, April 8th.
So if you want your child to go, here's what I want you to do.
Wait, Coach, can it really be a parent email? You think it should be a parent email? I think personally it should be something the student
says.
I think
it should be
both. What do you mean both? Parent, student.
He's just saying the student should be the initial.
First come, first serve.
First come. Look, we're gonna take all
the
sending. First of all, the first email I get. Now see what y'all done did. Y'all don't put all this behind it. Now y'all think people thinking coach gonna pay for this.
Well, what I'm saying is
that's not what he's saying.
Hold on, stop. Say it again.
That's not what he's saying.
To whom much is given,
much is required.
And when it comes to your success, be owing to no one. If you want this and you want it bad enough, this is a great deal to go to a great number of schools that offer great education, be a part of a great team that's going to take you there and look out for your best interest or your child's best interest. And all you got to do is say, I want in. this is time to make that investment. There's one. Are you really serious?
There's the fall. There's the fall, though, right? So
we just do it only in spring break.
But when do you guys start collecting?
So we started in September. Exactly.
Let's get back to this.
And that's what I always say, that we have to be present in the moment and take action.
Okay, but let's get back to this important thing. We got 15,000 listeners. Now, we asking out of, you think the college admission is hard now? What am I going to tell 14,999.
But it's the first person to take action. Right. See, there's a difference. We have 15,000 people listening, but who's the one person that will take action?
Who wants it bad enough?
And then the rest needs to get attention in September.
And the rest needs to get on the website and make sure they can tune in. So when we launch it for next year, they'll be present and available.
And here's what's going to happen. At the end of the show, I'm going to my email. I'm going to wait till the end of the show. I'm going to my email. And the first female that I get that's between the 8th and 12th grade that is looking to take their kids to do a college tour. What's the name of the colleges they're going to do again?
They're going to Clark Atlanta and Spelman and Morehouse. And then we're going into North Carolina. We'll do North Carolina A&T and North Carolina Central. Then we're going over into Virginia. We'll do Old Dominion. We'll do Hampton. And we'll do Virginia State.
That sounds like about six. Anybody,
seven schools.
Can I get your email?
I guess I better give out that email. The email, don't start, Darren.
Write
the
it
email,
down,
don't start, Darren. The email is rickt@onedonorth.com. rickt@onedonorth.com. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, before JT slapped me in the back of the head because he keep pointing at, tell the number, give us a call at 202-299-6673. Now, that means if you listening to us on your phone, you're going to have to hang up something so you can dial in. 202-299-6673. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to switch gears because we don't talk about this college thing, but it's time to go to the next level. Welcome back to NLG Radio. Man, this has been good. Regina, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing great.
This has been good. You
thank you. It's been fun hanging out with you guys.
We might have to bring you back, too. We cruising at 30,000 feet, and ain't
we
no bumps in there.
We just getting started.
Say it again.
We just getting started.
Watch this. You're listening to Success in the Evening.
And we just getting started.
With Coach Ricky Derry.
And we just getting started.
I need y'all to stop interfering now. I'm trying to cut an album over here.
I just noticed, you know how I'm noticing we're doing really good? Because every week I got to say the same thing. If you're not writing it down, shame on you.
I'm going to say she done dropped about 20 pounds of nuggets. I mean, you just dropping pearls in here. You in here. I mean, you doing the doggone thing.
Ruby gems,
well, sapphires. We were going to flip subjects because we got a whole nother subject we want to touch, but these guys are hungry for more. So, JT, you had something you wanted to speak about. Go ahead.
Well, I just kind of wanted hope you could expand on the idea of a lot of people that make the assumption that going out of state, you know, if you're living in California, then the possibility of you going to a school in Maryland, in Arizona, in Nevada, anything like that, that's just kind of completely thrown out of the window. Most definitely, people in people of color in these communities, we always assume, oh, well, I can't go to Hampton. I live in New York. You know, that price is going to be ridiculous. But what a lot of people don't know is that, you know, if you are a person of color, these HBCUs, a lot of them, the lesser known ones, I guess you could say, they're the ones, they're not charging you arms and legs for their tuition. I was hoping you could kind of expand on that because there are a lot of people that are completely misinformed or have no information at all when it comes to this subject. So if you could just kind of expand on what it takes to get to those types of schools.
Absolutely. So this is going to be the biggest nugget probably of the night that I've already shared throughout the segment.
Pencils,
and that
pencils,
is
ladies and gentlemen. Pencils,
so you want to tune in and tune in closely because I don't usually give this out publicly.
Hit the record device. Hit the record device now.
Most people, that is a very true statement, young man, that most people believe that if they live in one state that is cheaper, they should just, parents are mostly telling their children, well, you need to go to school in state because it's going to be cheaper. Well, in fact, there could be a school out of state just as cheaper as in state. So we're in the state of Maryland. So you have the Townsend, you have the College Park, you have the Morgan. All of those schools averaging 20,000 plus right? Mm-hmm. Same thing you can find in another state. Here is the reason and the biggest part that is a misconception. When you are looking for a school, the most important thing for you to do in your research is find out how you rank against that school, GPA, and test scores. And if you're in a 50% range, you will get the academic merit money off the top. Now you're saying, and that's not true. Yes, it is. My daughter applied to 10 schools. She's got accepted to all 10, all got money on the table, with McDaniel being a Maryland school, and they gave $27,500. Well, she applied to a school in Pennsylvania, which is also a different school with merit money, and got $21,000 before any financial aid. So when you put those two price tickets next to each other and you start minusing off the merit money from the top, then what we will get in aid from our award letter. In fact, the Pennsylvania school might just be cheaper than the Maryland school. Mm.
So you've got to do your research.
How are you aligning against that school? Because that's where the money is, and that's what we teach our clients, and that's how our students have been successful at winning the game of college admissions. And that's how they go without going into debt and without going bankrupt and without our parents borrowing from their 401k plan, because that's not a way to finance your child's education.
And before we switch to the next subject, just letting you all know, there are more HBCUs than Hampton and Howard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's A&T.
No, there's not. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No, Regina, I love what you're talking about. I love what you're doing. And also Coach Ricky Terry actually brought it up as well. State in effect that I think one of the things is that within our community, it's also a community thing. Like, we have to keep in mind that within our community, we have the lowest wealth. So we have, you know, in terms of like income and bringing in money, our community, we have lower. So what does that usually mean? That parents usually have to work harder. Absolutely. And usually have to work longer and tougher hours. And sometimes a lot of our parents, because of, you know, future reasons, they don't have those degrees. So they truly don't understand what it takes to get into, you know, college and the whole process and everything like that. And it's also changing, like you have mentioned. So I feel like another thing where people can do, and you can elaborate on this more, is mentorship or just be involved in school programs they have in school. I'm actually on the Prince George's County Business and Finance Advisory Board, and there's tons of programs and things that they have right in a school. And we bring in professionals, and we talk to the kids, and we tell them what they need to do to in order to get in a certain or specific field that they're trying to get into. So I feel like mentorship and just making sure your kids, if you can't, as a parent, if you cannot be there all day, every day, you know, with your kid, because you have to work 60 jobs to put food to make sure first and foremost that they're fed. I feel like they need to make sure, you know, get involved in like the NAF. There's so many different organizations yes. within the school that's bringing in professionals that will mentor those kids and those students. So I feel like we need to make sure we speak about that. And also PG County, a lot of the Prince George's County schools are trying to do certain things, not just the school we went to, but other schools, because I'm on the board and I'm seeing our community go in and getting involved. Absolutely. We just need to make sure the parents, you just need to make sure your kids are signed up for those activities, mm-hmm. and join those conferences and programs, because those conferences and conventions are happening monthly, because I'm judging students, I'm judging kids, and I'm over here like, hey, this is what you need to do to get into schools, or this is what you need to do, this is the track you need to take to come to get in this career.
Absolutely.
So
I think that it's time out for us to stop making excuses,
right?
Yeah. And show up.
Right.
And so, you know, they say you perish because of a lack of knowledge. Well, the knowledge and the resources is on the table. How do I know? Because the schools are bringing me in to educate the families. Right. It's time for us to show up and make sure we're present so we can get the resources, get the information, get to mentorship, and take advantage of it and put into action what we're being given.
Okay. Burl, you're in the school system, and you get to see our babies come. You get to see our babies grow. You get to see them transition to what is it, middle school, high school, and on
to middle school. We go up to sixth grade.
What are you seeing from parents that we could probably, I don't know, do better?
I don't know. What I see is parents are trying to make it. Mm-hmm. They're working two and three jobs. Yes. And so therefore, when the kids get home, they're latchkey kids. And so they're not really checking to see if you complete your homework, did you do your project. So I think if we had the mentorship, that would work. I like that idea too, of someone that they can be accountable to make sure that they get everything done, because sometimes the parents are just trying to make it.
And I got to tell you, our ancestors made it very clear that the road to freedom for us came through education. Mm-hmm. And that is why the outside forces work so hard to make sure that the school system is nothing more than a pipeline to prison. They identify our kids because they claim our kids can't be reached. But there are people like Regina who are reaching our families and they're reaching our kids. And I want to make sure that they know how to get in touch with you, Regina. We've talked a whole lot. What we haven't talked about is your contact information, how families can reach you, how they can contact you. And I'm going to say it, guys, because to whom much is given, much is required. Absolutely. How they can invest in themselves legally to get their kids in the best position. You want to share whatever contact, social media information? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So our website is Suited for Success. And again, so the organization is Suited for Success College Planning Services, and they can reach us at suited4success.org.
Can you spell that? Now.
So SUITED4SUCCESS.org. And so again, that's suited4success.org. And so they can reach and visit us on the website. They can even send a contact form to set up a call with us. They can reach us in our office at 240-318-3468. And our email is also info@suited4success.org.
And we're going to get you to share that on our social. Do the last one.
The email is info, mm-hmm. at, and then it's suited4success.org.
Okay. Now, this conversation was so important that we went way past the time we had set up for this.
All right.
And we cut into another one of your businesses. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick music break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you are empowering women. I mean, and I love it because you are taking young kids and you're putting the prefaces. I shouldn't say that. You're taking young kids, especially young women, and you're preparing them for the next step in their life into college. And then you're saying, when you come out of college, I'm going to help you transition into your womanhood, your purpose, and your power, and your presentation for success. We'll be right back to talk about it.
Girls, we run this mother. Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry, live with the fabulous Regina Robinson.
Regina, we want to take this opportunity to say yet again, welcome to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry and the Flight Crew. Girl, you've been in here rearranging our place, dropping nuggets, stepping on toes, lifting up spirits, smacking people around. I told you, you like the we already told you like the Tiffany Haddish of is that her name, Tiffany
Haddish?
Yes. You like the Tiffany Haddish of your field, but you just do it most smoother.
Okay.
Well, I want to talk about your second book. Tell us a little bit about the second book.
So the book was written for women, and so it literally was, the book is entitled Fearlessly Strutting Your Confidence, 12 Keys to Unlocking Your Inner Confidence. And I wrote the book about 4.5 years ago, and it literally was a discovery of me going on a journey to find healing within myself. I had built a successful business, but the foundation, which was myself, was crumbling.
Come on, girl.
So I was unhappy. I didn't love myself, was just kind of going through the motions, had allowed motherhood to kind of just take over and life to take over, career to take over, putting everybody else's needs before my needs. And then one day I looked up and I was that woman who always wanted to make sure the blinds were closed and it was dark in the house. And then I was crying in my pillow and in the shower so my daughter wouldn't hear me because I just wasn't happy. And then I would show up and I looked amazing. I still do today too now. But when I showed up, I looked amazing. But on the inside, I was broken.
Well,
and
I know
so
you,
literally.
I, Go ahead. No.
So God had to work on me and allow me to go deep on the inside and discover what was broken. And so when he revealed that and I worked on that, what I realized was he was then like, okay, now go share it with women around the world. And I'm like, absolutely not. Like, I don't want nobody you to told know God, I was no. broken. Like, hello. And so what I realized was that I wasn't the only woman who was hiding and putting on her mask and showing up. But underneath the mask, I was a whole nother person.
Well,
and I didn't love that person.
I'm going to tell you, I get to, and I love your story, I get to operate in a realm that most men will never understand. You know, growing up, Shirley Terry's baby boy, the only boy, five sisters, and the oldest, you know, with my mother and my grandmother, and then having 32 nieces and nephews for every boy there, three girls, so do the math there. I've been privy to the woman's mind from the time I was a child until now. And one of the things that I really learned about watching women in leadership is once they set their mind towards success, once their back has been placed up against a wall, once they bit into the bone, it's hard to get them to stop. What was your moment when you said enough of this?
I can remember one day I was at home and my daughter was at school. And I had been in a 10-year relationship and that had severed. And I just realized this one day where I just said, okay, this is a lot. Like, this has been enough is enough, right? I was tired of crying. I was tired of showing up. I was tired of looking good. But every time I looked in the mirror, the reflection was not what I wanted to see.
What was it you wanted to see?
I wanted to see a woman who was whole.
Define whole.
For me, whole was loving myself unconditionally as I was. There was with the scars, with the bruises, with all of it, with the hurt, with the disappointment, but loving me because I had given all that I could give and I was the best of who I was. And so I realized I had to go on a discovery to find out who I wanted to become.
And that is so important. And I tell people in my class and when I do my one-on-ones with them, it's important that you be who you say you are.
Yes.
If you say you are, you know, and I remember watching you on stage and you're standing there and you're basically telling women what it was like. You showed up in your nice suit, your heels, and you look fabulous and you spoke fabulous. But by the time you left the stage, you admitted you was a broken mess. If there's a woman out there today that she shows up to work and she looks fabulous, she's out in the community, out and about, and she looks fabulous, but she gets behind the walls and the S on her chest is not Superwoman anymore, it's sad. Mm-hmm. What should she do to start moving herself to a different direction if she finds her S doesn't stand for Superwoman, but a sad woman? What should she do?
Well, I think the first thing to healing is realizing that your S no longer means Superwoman, and that it's okay that it means sadness. It's okay that it means you now have some work to do, because if you can't admit it, you can't heal.
Come on, girl.
And so we got to first be willing to dig deep and say, here's my scars. You know, come to me just as you are. And when you do, leave it at the altar and go back. And so I think that we have to understand that we are that woman who is struggling, who has scars, who have issues, who are unhappy at times. And so now I tell people when I show up, I'm unapologetic about being great because I've done the work. And so you have to really be okay with taking time to do the work.
Well, let's say, if you don't mind, let's say unapologetic about being great and broken. See, absolutely. Great things come from brokenness.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, and I say this not just as a biblical reference, because you know you're here in the church, and yeah. I used to teach this, that you got to allow God to break you. And a lot absolutely. Of times the resistance is not God rubbing against us, it's us rubbing against God.
Oh, yeah.
Refusing to be broken.
Mm-hmm.
And to bring that into a more human concept.
Yes.
As a 3-year drill instructor, my first mission in the military to turn an individual into a U.S. Army Ranger, to turn an individual into a Navy SEAL, to turn them into a Delta or any of those elite things, they must first go through someone who breaks them.
Absolutely.
I was that someone who broke people. And it's called a discipline break. You discipline break yourself. You discipline break yourself from cigarettes. You discipline break yourself, breaking yourself from alcohol or breaking yourself from whatever is holding you down. Mm-hmm. What was one of the first things you broke yourself away from? to get to where it was you needed to be.
Not forgiving myself.
Say it again.
Not forgiving myself.
Say it again.
Absolutely not forgiving myself.
How important is it to forgive yourself?
Oh, it's very important. And to realize most people are afraid, and as women, because we're told to be strong, to take care of the family, to be the provider, to stand strong, never show tears. You know, I tell my women all the time that I coach, listen, you got 5 minutes to have your ugly cry, because an ugly cry is needed.
You talking about that snot cry?
Yes, that snot cry, because it's needed.
Not the snot cry.
And so most of us believe... Most of us are afraid to be broken, but I tell women, in your brokenness is where you'll discover the best version of you.
Blessed to brokenness. Say it again.
Yes. Blessed to brokenness. I always say it's a shatter, but you're yet not broken.
Come on now. Well, you got the book, okay? And I love it. I absolutely fiercely strutting in your confidence, and you give 12 keys to unlocking. Now, can they get this book on Amazon as well?
Yes, you can get the book on Amazon, and they can get the book on my website at reginarobinsonspeaks.com.
Okay, now, I probably have X number of things that I can go into any organization and teach based on the needs of that organization. The hard part is sometimes when somebody says, what's your favorite thing to teach? And I go, wow. When that's like picking one of your favorite children.
Oh, I can do that.
Of your 12. Hey. of the 12 principles you lay out in this book, what's your number one go-to? What's the one you would absolutely want to share with someone from your book? If you can only share one of the 12, what would it be?
I think self-love.
Wow. And what's the difference between self-love and foolish love?
Well, the self-love is loving yourself first, because you can't expect anyone else to love you if you don't first love you. And so everything else in those keys, the fear, the doubt, the self-doubt, the self-worth, the confidence, the risks, all of those things won't erupt or be able to be broken down until you have first found the self-love.
Well, when we bring you back, and I want you to come back, I hope you don't mind. So here's the open invitation. I want to invite you. And in 2020, we're doing bigger and better things. And all year long, we've been talking about doing our FaceTime Live with some of our clients and with some of our guests, and bringing them back, and then inviting some of the listeners through private kind of sit downs, not just generally open. But we want people who are maximizing what they get to hear. Would you be willing to do a FaceTime Live with me?
Absolutely.
Don't play with me now.
Absolutely.
Look, Gene.
We just getting started.
Look, you're listening to Success in the Evening.
And we just getting started.
I need y'all to stop laughing. I'm trying to record a serious promo here. Regina, before you leave, you've given us one, but before you leave, tell us one more time how people can reach you. What email address can they reach you at?
So the women's platform is ReginaRobinsonSpeaks.com. And of course, the email is info@ReginaRobinsonSpeaks.com. And the number is 240-681-9024.
Guys, you've been listening to my friend, Miss Regina Robinson, world-renowned speaker, confidence coach, someone who can help get your babies to the next level. And we promised you here at Success in the Evening, we were going to bring you every bit of the information you needed to advance yourself, your families, your friends, your neighbors, even your enemies, to the next level. See, Zig Ziglar said, if you help enough people get everything they want, you'll get everything you want. And we're trying to make sure you get all of the information you can handle. And you just got it. I want you guys to check out Miss Regina Robinson. She's on Amazon. One of her books is Fiercely Strutting in Your Confidence, 12 Keys to Unlocking Your Inner Confidence. You can tell the book because she got on some hot pink, glossy, glittery, what those, 6'9"
stilettos.
Now, see, I lost my chain of thought when you said stilettos. Don't do that. Hey, baby, you still got them stilettos. But seriously, fearlessly strutting in your confidence, 12 keys to unlocking your inner confidence, and her other book that I think every auntie, every uncle, every mother, grandmother should know. It's Winning the Game of College Admissions. This is an opportunity to get in on the inside track. You've been listening to Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry. And I hope you guys really enjoyed today's show. It was a blast. JT, the super producer, I need you to take us home, baby. My name is Coach Rick Terry, Shirley Terry's baby boy, and I am your coach.
Well, I hope you like today's message. And if you have a comment or suggestion you would like to leave, just hit the record button. We'll listen to it. And if it's something we can play over the air, I promise you we will. Until then, remember, join us every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. on NLGRadio.com. That's NLGRadio.com every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. And you'll get a chance to join in with the flight crew and our special guests. We'd love to have you. And if you're a first-time listener, please let us know. Give us a call. Our call-in number is 202-299-6673. My name is Coach Ricky Terry, president of One Due North, and I am your coach. Thank you for listening to the edited broadcast version of Success in the Evening with Coach Rick Terry. If you would like to hear me live, join me every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. on NLGRadio.com. That's NLGRadio.com if you want to hear Success in the Evening with Coach Ricky Terry.